98.3. This is Conversations. Hi, I'm Melissa Montana. Today, it's about marriage. Oh, don't run. I want you to stay right there. This could save your life, save your marriage, or just give you some real hope and inspiration from a man that shares a lot about it. I read his blogs often. He's an author, a speaker, and a blog writer, Gary Thomas. You probably know his name in some of his writings. And he discusses all kinds of topics from dating to pre-marriage to marital counseling. And his latest book, Cherish, talks about cherishing your spouse. You might not know exactly what that is. So let's let the man himself talk about it. Gary Thomas, thank you, Gary, for being here. Why did you write about cherishing your spouse?
I was convicted, Melissa. For years, I'd been writing about marriage and focused on love, sacrificing, serving, being committed to. But I believe God reminded me I made a promise on the day I got married, not just to love, but to cherish. A promise to love and to cherish until death do us part. And that's just, it takes love to the next level.
Okay.
It's not just about hanging in there. It's about learning to adore your spouse, prize your spouse, showcase your spouse. And while I did it out of commitment and because I felt convicted to do it, what I found is that when I developed a cherishing marriage, life is just a lot sweeter when you learn to cherish the person you're married to.
Well, Gary, here's what so many people would say. Well, what if I don't feel like it? Or what if they're being mean and they don't deserve it or whatever? They're not being so nice. How do you handle that? I kind of like how you said you committed to it.
Yeah. Well, that's what I love about cherishing. Infatuation comes and goes. It's there or it's not. And if you lose it, you can't get it back. But I found with a commitment and a mindset and certain practices, you can cultivate a cherishing heart. And I know somebody says, well, you haven't met my spouse. But here's the thing. I know that God has met you.
Yes.
And that God cherishes you. I'm not speaking to you particularly, Melissa, but to listeners.
Yes.
And I'm telling them the difference between them and God, and yet God is able to cherish them, is a whole lot greater than the difference between them and their spouse. And so the God who cherishes the imperfect us is more than capable of inspiring us and equipping us to cherish our imperfect spouse.
So where do you start if someone says, I don't really know that concept, even though I committed to that on my wedding day? Where do you start if you just don't really get it, or maybe you're not an emotional person?
Well, like so many things in life, I think it's at first a decision. I had to realize this is an extra special credit to give to my life. I promise to do it. It's like you're not going to accidentally train for a marathon. You've got to say, okay, the new bar isn't just not being unfaithful and not being abusive and not being a jerk, but it's to cherish myself. So it's following through on the commitment. There's a mindset I talk about, the Adam and Eve mindset, when for a brief slice of time, Eve was literally the only woman in the world. Adam was the only man in the world. There was no one they could compare each other to. And what so often blows apart a cherishing mindset is that we compare our spouse's weaknesses to another spouse's strengths. And even a 2-carat diamond looks small compared to a 10-carat diamond. And so it's developing that mindset. And then there are just a lot of practices that you can do that start to form a cherishing heart.
And I'm going to stop you there, because if you want to know more about this, here's what you can do. You can find out how to get the book, Cherish, and that's on my Conversations link as I'm talking with Gary Thomas. Thank you, Gary, so much for your time today. I know that this is going to change some lives. And my Conversations link has everything you need to know to connect to that. That's at star883.com.